On this week's AP Religion Roundup, Alabama churches offer prayers after a tornado, the Church of England delivers an apology, and an image of the Prophet Muhammad sparks a college controversy.
Thank God that he even has grace and mercy in the middle of the storm.
Pastor David Nichols leads a prayer service outside Cross Point Christian Church, which was severely damaged by a tornado in Selma, Alabama. The service took place last Sunday after a tornado devastated the historic city, killing at least 9 people. The tornado hit the church's daycare, collapsing walls and leaving piles of rubble in some of the classrooms. But the 70 children and teachers who huddled inside during the storm were unharmed.
We're going to get through this thing.
Reverend Leotis Strong of the historic Brown Chapel AME Church said the community is still coming to grips with the damage and lives lost.
It's difficult to wrap your mind around how all of this city could sustain damage of this type, of this level.
Reverend Strong says he prays the community will draw even closer together in the wake of the storms.
And the outcome might be that it might cause us to see that we really need each other even more.
The Church of England has formally apologized for its treatment of LGBTQ people. This is after it said same-sex couples will not be allowed to marry in the denomination. The apology from the church's bishops came in a report following 5 years of debate on the church's position on sexuality. Church leaders have proposed giving same-sex couples the chance to have a church service with prayers of dedication, thanksgiving, or for God's blessing after they have received a civil wedding or register a civil partnership. An adjunct art professor is suing the Minnesota university that dismissed her for including depictions of the Prophet Muhammad in a global art course. Erica Lopez Prater alleges in a lawsuit that Hamline University subjected her to religious discrimination and defamation. The university dismissed her after a Muslim student objected to a 14th century painting depicting the Prophet Muhammad in a lesson on Islamic art. I'm Walter Ratliff.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.